Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learnt Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav HaGoyin, Reb Shmuel Yaakov, Ben, Yisachar, Doiv, Sha'ola Nishmasai, last night, Lag Ba'omer, he was Nifter. So I just wanted to begin by saying just a few words regarding Reb Shmuel Yaakov. The Rav, Rabbi Shu'aba, spoke last night. He was talking about Lag Ba'omer. One of the themes of Lag Ba'omer is Mesu, or the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, that had died because of a Magefa. They stopped dying on Lag Ba'omer. So he was talking a little bit about Rabbi Akiva. And he said over a Dover Nifla, he said that we know that Rabbi Akiva was an Am Haaretz. So much so, he said that if I would see a Talmud Chacham, an Ashkenu Kechamar, I would rip him up, I would bite him like a chamar. That's how rochak he was from being the Tana Rabbi Akiva. Yet, something happened, something moved inside of him, and he becomes the Tana Elikim. What happens? Chazal tell us the rest of the story. He was once sitting, and he was watching water drip on a rock. And it was dripping and dripping and dripping to the point that it made a dent. It actually penetrated the rock. And Nasa Kal V'Chaymer Ba'atzma, he said, Madach, water, which is so weak, is able to penetrate a rock, which is hard. My heart, which is so shvach, can certainly be penetrated by something as strong as Torah, as the Pasuk says, U'kefatish yifutzat tzela. So Rabbi Akiva said that even though my heart right now is not pasuch for Torah, but obviously, if I nemzich to learning, that can all change. And that was the motivation. Rabbi Akiva felt that even though he had stumbled and he had been so unsuccessful for such a long period of time, he felt that if he went now to learn, everything would change. So he said over that he heard last week by the Torah Masorah Convention, Rabbi Lipa Geldworth said that the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph, Stam Mishno Rameir. Now you have a Mishnah in Shas, and we don't know who the author of the Mishnah is. It's Rameir. Stam Toisefta, Rabbi Nechemya. Stam Safra, Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. Vikulu, Alibad Rabbi Akiva. See, Taishat as follows. They were Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, and that's the Alibad Rabbi Akiva. But perhaps there's a pun over here. Rabbi Akiva was the one that was Maimid these Talmidim. And what was his inspiration to come to the point where he was Maimid Talmidim Harbe? It was the Kal V'Chaymer that he made with his lev, with his heart. He said that it's not possible that Torah wouldn't be able to penetrate my heart. If water could penetrate the rock, Torah can definitely penetrate my heart. It was Alibad Rabbi Akiva, the hearts of Rabbi Akiva, the Kal V'Chaymer, this lev pasuach that he had, that ultimately caused him to be Maimid Talmidim Harbe, and that's what Klal Yisrael stands on for thousands of years. It's Kulu Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Samaches Amar Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer was sick, Ba'achus Hayomim, and his Talmidim, they went to be Mevakeh Cholam. Rabbi Eliezer was famously in Chayim, he was Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer was very upset at his Talmidim for the fact that they hadn't gone to him all these years. And he gave them very stark Musar. He told them that because of the fact that you didn't come to serve me all these years, you're going to be punished. And Rabbi Akiva was standing. He said, what about me? Rabbi Eliezer told him, Shalcha kashim inshallah kulan. He says, yours, your punishment is going to be the worst, which is, of course, the end of Rabbi Akiva, where the Romans killed him very horribly. Says Rashi, why would Rabbi Akiva be punished worse than everybody else? Mepnei shelibcha pasuach ku'ulam. It's because your heart is open like an ulam. V'ilu shimashtani yisalam etayr harbe. So Rabbi Akiva made a Kal V'Chaymer, alibet Rabbi Akiva, and not only did the Torah open up Rabbi Akiva's heart, but Rashi says, Mepnei shelibcha pasuach ku'ulam. It opened it up like the entranceway of an ulam. But that's alibet Rabbi Akiva. And the Rav was speaking that the idea of Psach Libi B'Seirasecha, U'yiftach Libeinu B'Seirasai, it's the Leif Toiv of Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was a Mayan HaMesgaber. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was also a Leif Toiv. That was the Shvach that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said about Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Because it's Leif Toiv, it's that heart that ultimately causes a person to be able to achieve very, very great Madregas. And I was thinking that perhaps this is a very befitting Divrei Hesped, Vagoin Reb Shmuel Yaakov. I had the schus of spending time with Reb Shmuel Yaakov, certainly when I was a bacher in Eretz Yisrael. I used to eat by him Shabbos very often. Reb Shmuel Yaakov was my father's first cousin. So his father, Yisachar Doiv, Beirol, as he was known in the family, was my Zayda, my father's brother. As a matter of fact, his father spent a lot of time in the United States. Zayda, my father, is from Eretz Yisrael originally, but he spent time in the United States because he wasn't well, and when he would come to Borough Park, he stayed by my grandparents. He stayed there an extended period of time. And I've gotten regards from different Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, different Mishulachim, different people. They told me about the Achnasas Archim that my grandparents had for Beirel, for Reb Shmuel Yankiv's father. My father says all the time that he lived in a very small apartment, so when Beirel would come to the house, so they were short of beds. My father would sleep on the couch many, many, many nights, sometimes weeks at a time. He'd give up his bed for Reb Shmuel Yankiv's father. So Baruch Hashem, we had the schus of having a shaychus to him, but Shmuel Yankiv, the short hesped bio on him is that from a very young age, he was already someone that people realized was going to one day be a gadol in Torah. He learned in the Mir, he was a Talmud Muvik, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He learned B'chavrusa, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. When they put out the Shari Chaim, which was Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's Shir Klali, so the very few people that were able to comprehend the ganzkeit of Reb Chaim Shiurim. They were very iluish. The Sichas Musa is one thing, but the Shiurim that he said, the Shir Klalis are something that are on a very, very high level. And they gave it to Reb Shmuel Yankiv. He was someone they felt that would be able to be Mesadet Shurim, Chaim's own sons, Choshev Rosh Hashivas in their own right, they all felt that the one worthy of working on the Kisveyad of Reb Chaim was Reb Shmuel Yankiv. He was very involved in putting out Reb Shmuel Rozovsky's Shurim. He was involved in putting out Reb Aaron Cutler, who also gave very Yiluyish Shurim, Aaron Shurim. So he was someone that was able to absorb so much. If you look at his farm that he wrote himself, the Zeus Yaakov, my son's Rosh Hashiva just told me recently that there Kamat isn't a Magid Shir, they may not all admit it, that doesn't use the Zayt Siyakim every... They look, they're always there because he brings all the different shitas and he cheshmans everything. He doesn't take one shita, do what we do, and move right there. He's working on 15 different shitas in the Rishayin and harving on every ice, every kutz. It was a level of Amelis Bateri that you don't find very often. Shmuel Yankiv was also a big davener. People used to literally get on airplanes to fly there to Yisrael, Yom HaNeirom, to hear him davening in Chevron Geula. My Rebbe Tar Tamima, Rav Hashi Bash, told me that he remembers when he was in the mirror, Chaim Shmulevitz was sick, so they needed to appoint somebody to lead the Tehillim. So they all felt, Nachum and others, Shivas felt, Shmuel Yankiv was the one. He was a younger man, he was in his 20s at the time. But he was the one that feared the Tehillim for Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I used to eat sudas there all the time. So his suda was regal. There was Torah, as you would expect. There was Zmiris. Shmuel Yankiv used to compose songs. There was Torah that came together with the Zmiris. I remember Roshana by night, we were sitting, he was singing a song. It was one of the psukim in Kapitel Kuf Yotes. So in the middle, he stopped the niggin. He says, it's the reingefallen, a pshat in the pasuk, based on a Rambam somewhere. Bekitzer, it was holy lusha. The cheshbon, the song I got, the shtickle Torah, maybe not so much. But either way, that was the suda. So he's like being mechaven to shtickle Torah in the middle of the niggin. And by the way, the food was off the charts as well. So it was real Torah v'gdul. The best potato kugel Yerushalayim was Rebbe Tzvi Bornstein. I'm serious. So it was like a real, it was a real matziv. I remember I ate Rebbe Shmuel Yankiv once Friday night. So the way it worked was that Friday night, Rebbe Tzvi Bornstein was a teacher at a seminary, BYA seminary. So the girls would eat there Friday night, and Shabbos day, the boys would eat there. But I came out to younger man, so I got invited for a Friday night suda. So it was rare. Usually you couldn't have access to the Friday night suda. So I came to him for davening. I came before Shabbos. We took him on it. I was there with my wife. So I said, so where's the Shiva going to daven? So he says, Friday night, like this. He davens Kabbalah Shabbos. He davens in Sanz Kloisenberg. And then for Meirev, he goes to Reb David Soloveitchik. He goes to Reb Meshulam David. So I said, what's the pshat? So he said that he holds the chsidim by Kabbalah Shabbos, Psuk Dezimra, these in Yonim, the chsidim are not shaykh. There's just a ruach in the chsidish shtibu that he wants to daven with the chsidim. But he said, but at the same time, there's also an Indian to daven the same minyan with a gadol hadar. So he said, for my if he davened by Reb David Soloveitchik. So we went sans Kloisberg, then he went to Reb David. I mean, the iske cheshman kai was unbelievable. And I had the schus of driving him around a little bit when he came to America, in Azmanim, when I was a bacher. So I remember a few things. We won't go into all the mices that came out of that, that one Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim, my one ride with Reb Shmuel Yankiv. But one thing I will say is I remember getting in the car, so there were certain tefillahs that he would say at the end of davening. So I remember him saying his animamims, and he was mamish saying the animamims. So, first of all, with slow, with a clerk, with a gesundkeit, with the fist, as if he was saying over a birch shmul, with the whole gesundkeit, like he was saying this whole festive shtickle Torah. Either way, tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael, certainly a tremendous loss for the Olam HaTorah. Anyone that knows him, I think, was very, very moved and very, very saddened by the news. He was mamish being groomed to be the Gadol Adar from the Gedalia Adar in Bnei Brak, but Zayin Neshomos, Zayin and Aliyah for Kol Mishpachtoi, and really everyone that all his Tamidim and all of Klai Yisrael, we should only share in Psurus Tevis together. Either way, so the Gemara over here in Perikei Shneichlin, we're discussing the halacha of a Baal Yoresh Es Ishtoi. So the halacha is that if a woman dies, she's married, her husband is Yoresh Es Ishtoi. And the Gemara said, Minohani Mili. And the Gemara learned it out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'im ein achim lo'aviv, unesatim es nachalosoi l'she'eroi hakoroiv elof mi mishpachtoi v'yorash oisa. So l'she'eroi hakoroiv elof, says the Gemara, she'eroi zu ishtoi. And this pasuk teaches us that a husband yarshins his wife. Freak the Gemara, if you read the pasuk doesn't say that when a man dies, she'eroi, he's going to yarshin she'eroi. It says just the opposite. Unesatim es nachalosoi l'she'eroi. So if she'eroi is a wish, doesn't it sound like from the pasuk that she'eroi, the woman, is the one that's going to be a yarish? So the Gemara said a very big chiddush. Goyrin u'maisifin v'darshin. That you have to move around the psukim, you drop a lamed, you drop a vav, you create a new word, loy, and you mahapach the pasuk from the pshuta shemikra. And this is in line with what we spoke out earlier last week, and that is that the parish of Nachlis is an example of where the Teresh of Iksav and the Teresh of Apeh are not so aligned with each other. And the Chanami, if you read the Teresh of Iksav, it sounds like whoever She'eroi is going to be the Yoresh. But the reality is not that way. Because according to the Mandama that holds She'eroi Zu Ishtoi, Ishtoi doesn't Yarshin her husband. It's the reverse. The husband Yarshins his wife. Aye, that's not what the Pasuk says. One of the midos shatayin adreshes behind him is goyrin umaysif in the darshan. That's the way you make it work. Either way, there's a mandomer in chas that holds that ha'ish yoyrish is ishtoi. That's the mishnah. What's the makar? It's learned out from this pasuk goyrin umaysif in the darshan. Says the gemara the high tana mais lemihacha. There's another tana who learned it out from somewhere else. The time he learned it a brayso v'yarash oisa melamid shabal yoyrish is ishtoi divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now this pshat, says the Rashbam, is just a very abridged version of the previous Gemara. The Yoresh Oisa, it's in line with the Goyin Umaysif in the Darshan. But in this Bryce, says where we have the other Tana. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein Itzarech, you don't have to say that. You don't have to come on to such a convoluted Goyin Umaysif in the Darshan to be able to establish this Chiddush of Ha'ish Yoresh Es Ishtoi. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, V'chol Bas Yoresh Es Nachala. The pasuk says, "Bas sobas abal hakosim medaber." Va'omer, and the pasuk says, "V'leisisiv nachla levnei Yisrael mimata almato." Va'omer, and the pasuk says, "V'leisisiv nachla mimata lemata acher." So these psukim are going to be the topic of today's daf, and we're going to go into them in somewhat detail. But before we go into the detail of the psukim, what's the background, what's the pasuk talking about? So in the end of Parashas Maaseh, one of the last psukim in Sefer Bamidbar, so the Torah mentions an azara that you may have never heard of. And the reason you may have not heard of it is because it was an azara that was only negeya at that time, but it's not something that was noyeg l'doiros. Pasuk says that first generation of Yidden that entered Eretz Yisrael, that divided Eretz Yisrael, there was an Isser that any woman that was standing, meaning she was oimed to Yarshin property from her father, when it came time for her to get married, she wasn't allowed to marry outside of her Shevet. So let's say there was a woman from Shevet Reuven, and she's someone that stood to get a Yerusha. So the halach is, she cannot marry somebody from Shevet Shimon, because if she would marry somebody from Shevet Shimon, and then she Yarshined her chelik, which was from Reuven, it would come out that something that's supposed to be in the Nachla of Reuven is transferring over to the Nachla of Shimon. So for that reason, it says in the Torah over and over and over again that you have to be sensitive. The Torah says like this, V'leisisoiv Nachla levnei Yisrael mimata almata. You're not allowed to transfer a Yerusha from one Shevet to another Shevet. Ki ish benachla tmata avoysav yitpaku b'nei Yisrael. And the pasuk continues. It says, Chobas yereshes nachala mimatis b'nei Yisrael. Any woman that stands to Yarshin, le'echa mimishpatis mate aviyatil isha. She can only marry somebody from her own. She can only marry somebody from her own Shevet. Why? L'man yirshu b'nei Yisrael ishnachas avoysav. Because otherwise, it's going to transfer from Shevet to Shevet. And then the pasuk says it a third time. V'leisisiv nachla mimata lamata achi. Now let her move nachla from one Shevet to another Shevet. Ki ish b'nachalosa yidbaku matois b'nei Yisrael. Says the Gemara, if it's a husband doesn't yarshin his wife, then what's this whole isser that a woman who stands to Yarshin is not allowed to marry somebody from another Shevet? What's the concern? The concern is that this woman's going to Yarshin her father from Shevet Reuven, she's going to get married, and somehow that Nachla is going to transfer over to Shevet Shimon. How do you transfer? Probably, because when she dies, her husband's going to yashin her. So you see that ish yoyrish ishtik. Now the Gemara is going to ask an obvious kasha. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe the husband doesn't yashin, but maybe the concern is she's going to have a son. The son is going to follow the shevet of his father, who's shevet Shimon, and when she dies, her son is going to yashin, and that's how it's going to move from shevet to shevet. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But for right now, said Rabbi Shmuel, in a tzarech, I need to do a goyin of my sifin v'darshin. I have to come up with such a patent to figure out how you know a husband yarshins his wife. Of course a husband yarshins his wife. There's three psukim in the Torah in Parashas Maaseh that tell me that any woman that's yereshes nachla, that stands to yarshin, is not allowed to marry outside her shevet, because when she gets married, the Yerusha is going to transfer. Zoysay meres, you see that a husband yarshins his wife, because if a husband doesn't yarshin his wife, how in the world is it going to transfer? And the Gemara brings all three psukim. Va'omer says the Gemara, I have a fourth pasuk. The pasuk says, Ve'lazar ben Aharon meis. Elazar, the son of Aharon, died. Va'yikperu oisai begivas Pinchas benoi. And they buried him in the chelka of his son Pinchas. Says the Gemara, V'chiminai le'Pinchas shalai hayolai le'Elazar. It sounds like that this estate belonged to Pinchas, but it didn't belong to Allah. As if Pinchas was the neged of Baal HaBos. He owned something that didn't belong to his father. How's it possible? How did Pinchas end up owning something that didn't belong to Allah? Ella, says the Gemara, presumably, Melamed Shanasa Pinchas Isha. Pinchas must have gotten married. Umesa, his wife died. V'yarsha, and he yarshit. So you see again that a Baal Zayarish is Tishtai. V'oimer, says Rabbi Shmuel, if the first four Makaris I brought you are not enough, I'll bring you a fifth Makar. And this is already from Divrei Ayamin. Uskuv. Hoylud es Yair, Skuv had a son Yair, Vayehi loy Ethrim v'sholish arim b'eretz agilad. And loy means Yair, so Skuv is the father, has a son Yair. Yair owned 23 cities in Eretz Agilav. Faith the Gemara the same Shiloh, between 9 Liyar, Shalahoylud es Skuv. How did Yair end up with 23 cities that didn't belong to his father? Malami, must be Shanasa Yair Isha. Yair got married, Umesa, his wife died, V'yarsha, and he yarshin there. Either way, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't have to come unto the Gerd and Masif and Vidarshan to teach me the halacha that our Isha is Yair's Ishtai. I know it because these five psukim, three in Parshas Maaseh, one with the Sefer Yeshua, and then the last one in Divrei Hayomim, based on the cheshbon we just spoke at, I know that it ishes the ishes. She says the Gemara, my vayimer. Why Rabbi Shmuel himself need five psukim? Why would it one have been enough? Says the Gemara, because even Rabbi Shmuel acknowledged that not all of these makaris were great makaris. How so? The chitema says the Gemara b'sivus aben kapikra. What we mentioned earlier, you're bringing me a raya from the fact that the Torah says lo yisisoy this iser, a woman that's yereshes nachla is not allowed to marry somebody from another shevet because you don't want the land, the nachla, to transfer from shevet to shevet. That's a raya that the husband yashins his wife. What's the raya? Maybe a husband doesn't yashin his wife. Maybe you're worried about the son. Tashma. That's why Shmuel knew one makar wouldn't be enough. He brought a second makar. So why do you need a second makar? Oh, it's probably teaching me something. What would it be teaching me? It would be teaching me that the concern of asavas nachla, of the nachla going from shevet to shevet, is not only the son, but it's the husband as well. Okay, so two should have been enough. Why do you need a third? Because Rabbi Shmuel again acknowledged that maybe there's a pirch on the second. Because maybe really the second pasuk is not coming to be mechadish that there's an issue of hasavas habal, that the baal is yerush ishtai. And maybe the concern in the second pasuk is the same as the first pasuk. Why do you need a second pasuk? Because in the second pasuk there's already a lois say. Had it only said kol bas yereshes nachal imatis bnei yisrael echem imeshbachas nato v'yotil ishul man, then I would only know the essay lois sisay. That's already mechadish alav. What's in the gate of love, Malchus, touch Malui, see some Nachlemi Matalamata. That's why he had to bring a third pasuk. Okay, so now that you have a third pasuk, you should certainly be fine. Why did he need even a fourth pasuk? Because the chitim, you'll tell me the third pasuk is also not a raya. Laver olav, bishnei lavin ve'essa. Maybe it's coming to teach me that there's two lavin and an assay. Toshma, a fourth pasuk. Oh, very good. Tashkash, we'll see. Toshma, ve'loza ben aharoin. So he brings a raya from Eloza. Pinchas had his own Nachla with Pinchas come to Nachla. L'chayro, anything Pinchas got when he came to Eretz Yisrael was really given to his father. Where does Pinchas get from without Allah? It must be Yashin from his wife. But says the Gemara, but Rabbi Shmuel acknowledged that's not either such a good makar. Maybe Pinchas got, but he didn't get it from his wife, he got it from his mother. Meaning maybe Elazar's wife died. And really a Baal is not Yerush's Ishtai. So when Elazar's wife died, who Yashin? The son. So now Pinchas has it, and not a Lazar. Umeis of Yarsa Pinchas. Tashma. That's why we have a fifth pasuk. Skuv Hayla Des Yar. Maybe it was the same thing over there. Maybe Skuv's wife died, and Skuv didn't yarshin because the Baal is not Yerush, it's Ishtoi, so it ends up going to Yair, the son. Came Trey Kari Lamali, why did Terev have to tell to me? Terev is not stam telling me Maisalach Ba'alma that he owned 23 cities, who cares? What if there's a halacha that's being taught, then it does matter. So it's in Kro Yisera to teach me that you know how Yair ended up with these 23 cities, probably because he yarshin it from his wife. So from this pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, says Rabbi Yishmael, checkmate, meaning I have five psukim. But I understand that you could be mafakvik on each one of these psukim. The fifth pasuk is the giveaway. That's where I know for sure this halacha, that Ish Yair is the Sishlei. So it's not from Goyer no Maisif and Vidarshan. We don't have to distort the pasuk shot in a pasuk, but rather I could learn now from a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rapapa Labaya, but Rapapa told Abaya, Mimai. I still don't agree with you. Maybe a husband can yashin his wife. The first three psukim that talk about this issue of a basi reshes nachal not marrying outside of a shevet, it's not because of the husband, it's really because of the son. The yahir, had a yahir end up with 23 cities, the zavin mizman, he bought them. Doesn't mean he yashin, nobody had to die. We don't have to make this so complicated. He bought it. Upinchas nami. There's Avin Mizman, Pinchas also. He bought property. Why can't you say that he just bought these cities? Why the Torah tell it to me? I don't know. The Torah told it to me. The Rashbam says, Sipur Dvam Ba'alma. The Torah decided to tell me. It's not such a kasha. Amalei. So he's like the Rashbam. First wide line. The Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. That's what it was. Amalei. So he told him back. Abai told Rapapa, Pinchas is Avin Mizman, the Master Samar. You can't tell me that Pinchas bought it. The Imkain. Lumdus, and maybe we'll speak about this Lumdus tomorrow. Nimsa Sadek Hezer's behavior, because it's going to come out that if Pinchas bought this field, it's a stay achuza, the field has to go back by Yoivel. I mean, he has it for a limited amount of time. So, how would Pinchas have a right to bury his father Elazar? That was the context of the pasuk. That Elazar ben Ahari mace, Vayik peruoisai begivas Pinchas benoy, Ashenitin le dahara fry. He buried his father in that city. Now, if that chelka is going to go back by Yoivel, because Pinchas bought it, he would have no right to bury his father there because his father is going to be there forever. So how then could he bury him there for a short period of time? Again, we'll speak about this tomorrow. There's a lot of nice raid on this. Ela Ema says the Gemara, you're right. Okay, maybe Pinchas could have bought it, but enough le mistecha ramim. Maybe he got it from a cherim. And Rashbam says there's two psukim in the Torah called cherim b'Yisrael v'chayiyah. V'hoya asada b'tzeisa b'yoyvel kodesh l'Hashem k'stei ha-cherim. So there's an idea that people sometimes will menadif things, like just it could be makdish something that it's going to belong to Gevaya. There was a concept of a hektish, like a cherim, that belonged to the kehanim. So again, the point is, it's not muchach at all that you have any halacha. It could be the three psukim and then the parashas Maaseh that clearly suggest that there's a way for a male to yarshin a female. That's the whole yusoid of asavas nachla. But who said that the male is the husband? Maybe it's the son. And as it relates to Yeshua with Elazar and Pinchas, and then Skuv and Yair and Divrei Hayomim, maybe it's Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. He bought it, he got it, Becherim, whatever. We can work it out. It's not Muchach anywhere that's coming to teach me halacha. The bottom line is, that's the Gemara's Dichoy, not being able to learn a halacha that Ish Yeris is Ishtoi from this Gemara. But there's an obvious kash on this Gemara. The Gemara, for some reason, is fighting. The Gemara is like really not happy, saying that the parasha of Asovas Nachlo is a raya that a Baal is Yeris is Ishtoi. The Gemara says, it says three psukim about Hasavas Nachla. Tired? It says three psukim about Hasavas Nachla. Says the Gemara, and even though there's three psukim, so that at first glance it seems like this Kroy Yaseir is to teach me about Yerush Ishtoi, but it's not Muchach, because maybe one pasuk is to teach me the Yasa. The second pasuk is to teach me the Lois Asay, and the third pasuk is to teach me two lavin and an essay. Bishloimo, the essay, the loisa, so okay, it's Negeya, Malkus, it's Negeya, in essay, doicha loisa, say the essay. But two lavin and an essay, what do we get from that? Why would it be better to be Moikum, the parish of Asovas Nachla, that it's the son that Yarshins? And the reason the Torah chazes it over so many times is to walk away with such a chaymer, two lavin and an essay. Wouldn't it make more sense, like the Gemara thinks in the Havamina, that the Kray Yisrael is teaching me a halacha in Hilchis Nachlis, and that is that we're not only concerned about Asavas Nachla from the son's perspective, but we're concerned about Asavas Nachla from the husband's perspective as well. And let's learn that Oish is Yoirish es Ishtai. As Oifrek Taisvah says, the Ritva, to answer Taisvah's Kasha, that it's Muchach in this Gemara, that the Gemara is not so comfortable with the whole idea that a Baal is Yoirish es Ishtai. And it's a very big bidiyevet. Meaning, if the Gemara in Svara was comfortable with the halacha being that a husband gets the arish on his wife, of course, this would be an easy makar. But the Gemara doesn't like it, and that's why the Gemara is fighting. The Gemara would rather say, trey lavin the essay, than walk away from this sugya saying that a bal is the arish is ishtay. Why is that? Sakti Ritva, very simple, because Yerusha is really totally in kurva. It's totally in mishpacha. Mishpacha, sav kriya mishpacha. And a husband to a wife, he comes from two different families. They're from two opposite sides of the world. They're not craven in the sense of how the Torah, they're not blood relatives, exactly. So from that standpoint, the Torah is not so, the Gemara wasn't so comfortable with establishing a din. No, but the less brayer, at the end of the whole sugya, we walk away with makaris that about zeir shishtai. But the reason the Gemara wasn't so happy with it is because at the end of the day, it is a little bit of a doichek. So the emes is that it's kedai. What's that? I hear, but the Gemara thinks this is a bigger doichik than saying that. That's the way the Ritva says it. Either way, so on this topic of a bal yerush as ishto, and really the Ritva's yusoid, so it's an insight into a very important lundus. We really get a chance to start speaking out some of the lundus in Yesh Noichlin. So this will be the first little shtickle that we get to speak out in terms of understanding some of the mechanics, some of the lundus of Yesh Noichlin. It's fine, I was thinking yesterday that Yesh Noichlin is very yavamistic. A lot of people die. You play Jewish geography, the cousins, you have to have a cheshbon. So a lot of cheshbon that's really logic. So it's not math, it's not back of the envelope arithmetic, but it's back of the envelope logic. You're doing a lot of yevamos thinking cheshbonis, as we'll see in Hashem, as we get into some of the tifa sugis of Yesh Noichlin. It's also very geshmak like yevamos is. But either way, so this idea that a baal is yoyrish as ishtai. So pasha pshat you learn, that the chiddush of an ish yeris as ishtoi is that at the end of the day they are kriven, even though they're not blood relatives, but they are relatives. Adam korev eitzel ishtoi, and being that Adam is korev eitzel ishtoi, it makes sense that he should have a din that he gets to. He should yarsh in his wife as well. Poshet mitzad the korev shabbat. However, there's a toisus in two places in Shas. Toisus later in the sugis of Perak Yesh Noichlin, and toisus mesechtes ksubis daf nun vav amid beis, where toisus says bezeh haloshin, quoting toisus ksubis nun vav. The leidamya Yerushas Habal l'sha Yerushois Shabois Machmas Kurva. Tais over there says that even though it's taka in the schadish from the sugi that we're learning that a bal is Yerushas Ishtoi, but it's cholik b'yisoid, the gather of bal Yerushas Ishtoi from Shar Dine Yerusha. Shar Dine Yerusha Abois Machmas Kurva. Bal that's Yerushas Ishtoi is not Yerush Machmas Kurva. There's a new din. Shailos, what's this din? Say the Achrayim Uberoshem Rav Shmuel Rizovsky. She said that the gather of Baal Yerush as Ishtoi works mitzad the schusim that every man has in his wife. The Mishnah in Besachtes Ksubis Mem Vavam Beis, where the Mishnah says that a man is zoicha in many things of his wife. Maisi Odea Haforas Nedarim Mitziyasa. Say the Achrayim says Rav Shmuel. Bruvain says it as well that the lumdis of a Baal Yerush Ishtoi is that a husband has certain schusim in his wife. And one of the schusim that he has is that he gets to yarshin her. So it's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that he's the next of kin in terms of kurva, memela he gets it. It's mischusei ha'ishos. Being that he has schusim in his wife, one of those schusim a sif cotton in Hilchas Ishus, not in Hilchas Nachlas. In Hilchas Ishus is that he has a schus to be able to yarshin as well. If you look in the Rishonim, there's different Lushonis in the Rishonim that seem to suggest this. But I saw in that Teresh Shmuel, in his Mavo, in his Akdamah, the Perek Yesh Noichlin, he brings from his Rebbe, Rabbi Avram Gorowitz Shlita, who brought a Raya Nifla to this Yisoy. This is hashtag super lumbus, but it's Kedai, the Halkop, from a Rajba in the beginning of Perek HaZorik in Mesechtes Gittin. We're mamash in Yeshiva right now. The eighth parak in Masechtas Gittin, parak Azorik, begins with halach. Azorik get leishtoi. If somebody throws a get to his wife, so the halach is, if he throws it into her chatzar is going to be kind. This is the makarta, kinyan chatzar. Fake the Gemara Akasha. How in the world is it possible for a woman to get divorced by the get isha falling into her chatzar? L'chura, kol masha kona, isha kona baila. So being that she's married right now, so her husband owns the chatzar, so when he threw it into her chatzar, he's really throwing it into his chatzar. He's throwing it into his chatzar, gave it to himself. It's not a benasa miyada. So how in the world is this gerushin going to happen? Says the Gemara, Amar Abelaza, b'kaisav ladinu dvarim ein libenachzayich. It's talking about where the husband was masalik himself. He walked away from it. He wrote it. He said that I don't want to have anything to do with the fate of the Gemara. Does that work? Says the Gemara, b'arusa, Full this Gemara, the point is there is a time and place where it's possible for a husband to walk away from something that he owns. That's exactly what happened. The husband was misalik himself from his bailus that he has in this chatzar. So if he walked away from his bailus in this chatzar, it ends up being hers. And Mimela, that's how he's able to divorce. Freik the Rashba, Kasha. Freik the Rashba, I don't understand. Being that the halacha is that when this woman dies, the husband's going to yashin her. So why does it matter that he wrote dinu dvarim ainli binachsayich? Who cares? At the end of the day, he still has a schus. He still has a din that he's going to yashin his wife. And being that he still has a din that he's going to yashin his wife, it shouldn't help. So, Dr. Rashba, maybe, you have to say, that the Gemara left out one piece. When he was misalik himself from this chatzar, he wasn't only misalik himself from the chatzar right now, as long as she's alive, but really what he told her, or what he wrote her, was, Einli bin achsayich, bechayich v'maisik. See, he walked away from the schus Yerusha that he has as well. What's that? I hear. So he walked away from the Yerusha, being that he... Being that he walked away from the Yerusha, so Mela is not a kasha. But Dr. Rashba, I don't think it's an issue anyways. Literally, I don't think he would have to say that. Why? Because just like that loch is that if you would rent it to her, or if you'd be mashal it to her, that loch is, it would be her, she'd be able to be koinit in chatzar. So just like the fact that he has a little bit of a shaykhis to it, al yudei, the fact that he's still the owner. She's only a renter. She's only a shayl. And that wouldn't shter. So the fact that he is Yairish ishtoy, that shouldn't be a shter either. But Freit Rav Avram Gurwitz, what's going on here? Gewalt. How do you understand Pasha Pashan in this Rajba? The fact that when she dies, the Baal's going to yarshin her, that should be a stira to her be the owner right now and her be able to acquire this get, al yudei, kinyan chatzar. How does Yerusha work? Yerusha is the pshat. Right now, Reuven owns this. Now Reuven died. Reuven can't own anything. He's not alive anymore. It's hefker. So instead of making it hefker, the Torah said there's a parasha. A ger has no kraven. What happens? It becomes hefker. So we have a parasha of nachlois. A yid has kraven. Somewhere you're a karev. He's going to step forward. He's the one that's going to end up getting it. But as long as the person's alive, it's his. He's not a shutif together with his potential yairish. He owns it 100%. After he dies, it transfers. It goes from the rishus of who owned it to the rishus of the person that's going to yashin it. So, vasfrek the Rajba, that the fact that Baal Yerush is Ishtoi, that should be a chasarn of Vinasan Biyada. So, who cares that he said Dinit Vorm Endo Benachsayach? But at the end of the day, he still is the Yerush. The fact that he's the Yerush has no impact, right? That just means that later, when it becomes Hefker, he's the one that's going to get it. But why should that be a chasarn right now? So, Zokram from Guritz, Vaisdais and Rajba, this Yisoid from Shmuel, this Yisoid from Reuven, Yisoid of the Gedoyli Achra. You see this idea. You see that the gather of Baal Yerush's Istai is the pshat that he has a schus in her kinyan. And in the Rashba, you see one step further. That schus that he has already right now. Bizman that the Ishus is kayev, he has a schus. You're right. It's not something that's going to manifest itself l'maisa until after she dies. Because the gather of the schus is that when she dies, it's like the schus afar. He has a schus afar right now. It's only negay if she makes another. Okay, so it's only negay. It only plays itself out in the ilam ha-maisa when she dies. But right now, he has a schus. And that was the Rashba's kasha. If he has a schus right now, maybe it shouldn't be enough that it was kasav law. He should have to say, b'chay Kamash Malan says the Rash, but it's not worse than a mashal and a masker. You see, by a mashal and a masker, it doesn't stare the fact that I'm a little bit of a bailam. So this is not going to stare either, but a beautiful superlumnus. A beautiful superlumnus.
If normal, a person owns something, then the Yashin, you're right. The fact that someone owns the Yashin doesn't stare in Kihuza. But here, where the only way she's getting it is by me walking away from this, avort siluk. If I have a shaykhis to it because I can be Yashin myself, that's felt in the siluk from the Zach. It's as far as see. Look, I can't walk away from the thing. If I have a chitimsa to get it back automatically, I can't walk away from it. If somehow she gets it, her father gives it, says not hers. It's a regular father, then it doesn't belong to the Baal.
Well, when she gets it eventually, yeah. it's a Nayakin.
But how does she get it? How did she get it?
I think what Dovi's saying is,
but the fact that I could yashin is felt in siluk. It's a svara.
Could he walk away from his ability to yashin?
I am the yosh today. I'm not yashin today. I am the yosh today. That's my shaykhus to the zach. I'm a yosh, right? I'm not a yosh when I yashin. I'm a yosh.
Just making that when she has it now, that's not hers.
That's svara. As far as that in siluk, it's not in Kenyan. Of course, I'm a yosh. What shaykhus do I have to do? I'm the yosh, but it has nothing to do with this.
Right, I hear what you say, but let me ask you this way. If that's the two brothers, two brothers. So one brother owns something right now, and let's say the halacha would be based on the seder anachas that when this brother dies, the other brother is going to yashin. That brother right now certainly has no shaykhus to it the second. Right. He has zero shaykhus to it, but still he has
because
a koyach.
Owns it.
He still has a koyach to yashin. The fact that he has a schus yerusha
doesn't share the bailus with the other person. The question is how the person gets that bailus. If the only way they could get that bailus is through sealing
the bailus,
why
can't the husband be mesulik right now?
And
why can't the husband be mesulik right now?
It could be. I hear this far both ways. I'm just saying there is a svar to be mechal.
He's saying it's more like a simen azah. The fact that the baal is yoyush,
that's a yoyush. Felt in my seat. I can't say I'm walking away in the zakhik of the wife, and I'm still trying to simen azah.
Has it
mezah
himself?
I hear.
That's okay. It's a svar.
I hear. Either way, let's hold this whole lumdis. We'll finish the daf, and then we're going to come back to it in part two. Either way, Zokt the Gemara Viter. Omer Abaya. Abaya said. Now, yesterday, on the top of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara darshaned a little bit this pasuk of the Chol Bas Yereshes Nachala Mimatis B'nei Yisrael. The Gemara darshan Matis is a Lashon Rabin, which suggests that it's possible for a girl and a son also, the Gemara learned out Ben Kalvachomer Mibas, to Yarshin Shnei Matis. Fake the Gemara. Heich Bas Yereshes Shnei Matis. How do you Yarshin two Matis? If somebody dies, he's from one Shevet. Either from Shevet Reuven, or from Shevet Shimon, or from Shevet Levi, or Yehuda. How could you be from multiple Shvatim? Says the Gemara, Elazusha, via mi Shevet Echad, even mi Shevet Achad. He's talking about where the father belonged to one Shevet, the mother belonged to another Shevet, Umesu, they both died, the Yarshin son, and she Yarshin, both of them. Right, that was the Gemara. Now, this pasuk of the Chol Bas, Yereshes Nachala, is in the end of Parashas Maaseh. It's in this context right here. The Chol Bas Yereshes Nachala Mimatis Bnei Yisrael Leechod Mimashpatchas Matei Oviyat Yilish. When she gets married, she has to make sure that she marries somebody from her family. L'man Yishu Bnei Yisrael Yishnachas Avoyisa. Because of this idea of Asobas Nachla, you have to make sure you don't transfer the Nachla from one Shevet to another Shevet. Freik Dabaya. Let's pick out the Kasha outside first. I have a problem with this. If the Pasik Mineu Bey is talking about Yaftal Kap, a girl that Yarshin from Tushvatim, her mother was from Shevet Reuven, her father was from Shevet Shimon. She Yarshin now from Tushvatim. That means the Nachla that she has is partially from Shevet Reuven, and it's partially from Shevet Shimon. Whoever she marries, there's going to be a Hasavas Nachla. Because let's say she marries somebody from Shevet Shimon, her father Shevet. Being that part of what she got was from Shevet Reuven, that Chelek is being transferred to Shevet Shimon. Let's say she marries somebody from Shevet Reuven, her mother Shevet. The chelik that she got from her father, which was originally from Shevet Shimon, is transferring over to Shevet Reuven. So the Torah says, Kol bas yereshes nachla mimatis b'nei Yisrael, any woman that stands to Yarshin, marry someone from your Shevet. Because if you marry outside of your Shevet, you're moving nachla from Shevet to Shevet. But the Gemara darshan on the kufyat aleph amid aleph, that the bas that's yereshes nachla in this pasuk is talking about some of the Yarshin matos to Shvatim. So she already has from Tushvatim. So whether she marries, you're going to have a problem. This was Abaya's Kasha. So you almost have to pause the Gemara that we're learning and hold the thought. Go back to Kufyat Aleph Amid Aleph and deal with Abaya's Ha'ara. So Amar Abaya, Freikt Abaya, Soif Soif HaKomisakra Nachla, Mishifto De Ima, Lishifto De Abba. Now if you take a look at the Rashbam says that there were different Gersois how to learn this Gemara. If you have the new Gemaras, it's in bold here on the bottom. So let's look at it from the Rashbam's Gersa, not the Gersa that you have in the Gemara, here on the bottom. The Ersh De Breit De Shira. On the bottom, the Rashbam. Elo hachi garsinon. V'chein nimtza b'tshuvas Rabbeinu Gershom or eni ha-goy v'zatzal. Omer Abaya. Abaya said, soif, soif. O komas achra nachal m'shifta dima, l'shifta da abo. Says the Gemara, mimai. What's the kasha? So whoever was responding to Abaya told Abaya, why is it such a kasha? Dul mashani hasam shekfar husba. Over there it's different. Why is it different? Vir da sovas nachla already took place. Had already take place. Because this girl, Yashin, her mother and her father. Now this girl, what Shevet is she shayach to? Her father Shevet. The Shevet, that Yichus goes based on the father. So when she yarshined her mother, there already was an Asovas Nachla. Now how was she allowed to put herself in a situation where she was able to yarshin her mother if she's from her father Shevet? So we spoke about this yesterday. Rishbam addressed it right in the beginning of Sugya and Daf Kufi and Aleph Amid Aleph. So that was already the address. But the point is it happened Beheter. It was okay. But right now when she yarshins, that Sovas Nachla already took place. So what are you worried about? You're worried that this girl who Yarshin from her mother and from her father is going to marry someone from her father's Shevet. That ship sailed already. As soon as she Yarshin from her mother, it already happened. But Abaya responded, V'dilma shekvar huzba le'amrinon. Abaya said, I'm not so sure that's a good svara, shekvar huzba. Amalei Rav Yemer to Rav Ashi. Rav Yemer told Rav Ashi, what was Abaya thinking? E amre pishlam amrinon shekvar huzba shaper. If you say the svara shekvar huzba, you can understand the pasuk, right? The Torah says that this bas, who's Yeresh Shnei Matos, so she yashin from her mother or from her father, she has a little bit from Reuven, a little bit from Shimon, she herself is from Shevet Shimon, marry someone from Shevet Shimon. Ay, hasovas nachla, you're taking from Reuven to Shimon, it already happened. When she yashin her mother, and she was from Shevet Shimon, that hasovas nachla already took place. But Abaye is not sure if that's a svar, Eli, Amrit Lula, Yamrin Shekvar Huzba, Homesakr Nachla, Meshifted Imel, Shifted Abba. Then how do you understand? Meaning, why is Abaye saying, Vidulma Shekvar Huzba, Yamrinon, and walking away, not knowing how to understand the pasuk? Wouldn't it make more sense to acknowledge that there's a svara shekvar huzba and you understand? Shad in the parasha. The parasha says, you're right, this girl who yashin her mother and father should marry someone from her father, Shevet. Ay, hasovas nachlo. No, shekvar huzba. That ship already, but Abaye is not sure if you say shekvar huzba. So if you don't say shekvar huzba, then how do you give us a chanetza? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. So Rav Ashi told Rav Yema, you know what Abaye was thinking? Abaye's other tzad was that maybe this girl, when she gets married, is the mintzavala legavra da'avui mishifta da'avua v'imei mishifta da'imei. Maybe she has to find someone that has the same yichus. Someone whose mother is from Shevet Reuven, and someone whose father is from Shevet Reuven. And that was Abaye's clear. That's what he wasn't sure. Abaye saw a pasuk that said, v'chobas, yireshes nachal matis b'nei Yisrael. And Chazal darshin matis et yarshin from her mother, from her father, because they were from two different shvatim. Says the Torah, marry someone from your father Shevet. Doesn't mean marry someone that's exclusively from your father. Father Shevet. Ah, Yasovas Nachla. It happened already. When she yarshined from her mother, being that she's from her father Shevet, that Yasovas Nachla already took place. Oh, you don't know. Maybe Shekvar Huzba Loyam Rinon. Maybe you do have to worry about Yasovas Nachla. Then what does the pasuk mean? The Torah says marry someone from your father Shevet. If you're worried about the new Yasovas Nachla, how are you going to find for that? The Torah says marry someone that has this same Tzemishta Yichas. Someone whose mother's again from Reuven, his father's from Shevet Shimon. But the Gemara says, Yihachi, hai le'echam imishbachas not. Shouldn't the Torah have said that? So maybe the pasuk itself should be the gilui that's not the pshat. Because what does the pasuk say? It doesn't say you have to look at who the mother Shevet is. It says the Gemara, no, could be it's not a raya. Maybe really it means you have to look at the mother too. Why didn't the Torah say it? Because had it said it, I would have thought, maybe it works in the reverse. Maybe if the father would be from Reuven and the mother would be from Shimon, it would be faker teichos. Point is, one parent from here, one parent from there would also be good. Torah thought it would be a little bit misleading. So that's why Torah just said, make sure the father's from the same Shevet. What about the mother? Maybe you do have to worry about the mother, because otherwise it's going to be Savas Nachlo. Either way, so we have here the parish, and then the parish is Maseh. The Isser of Leisisiv Nachlo Levnei Yisrael. It says Leisisiv again. There's two Lavin, there's an essay, and there was a discussion in the Gemara. Is this a Raya that Ishiz Yerush is Ishtai? Because if you're worried about Asavas Nachlo, obviously you're implying that a girl that Yarshin's her father, if she marries somebody from another Shevet, when she dies, the Nachla's going to transfer. Why? Presumably because the husband's going to Yarshin. But I said, no, maybe it means the son is going to yashin. Why do I need 3 psukim, 2 lavin, and an essay, all for the son? But that was the nidin in the Gemara. Could you prove from here, Baal is Yerush is Ishtai? Or can you not prove from here, Baal is Yerush is Ishtai? How would you prove Baal is Yerush is Ishtai? Because the concern is Hasovas Nachla of the husband. That would be a raya that the Baal is Yerush is Ishtai. If the concern is the Hasovas Nachla of the Ben, then you wouldn't have a raya that the Baal is Yerush is Ishtai. So we have one final Gemara on this note. Tanya Besibas HaBen, Vetanya Besibas HaBal. The Rashbam says that this Gemara is a little bit misleading. At first glance, it sounds like there's one Braisa that learned the Psukim that the concern is Sibas HaBal. There's another Braisa that learned the Psukim that the concern is Sibas HaBen. But that's not what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to bring two Braises, both of which are going to learn the Psukim, both Besibas HaBen and Besibas HaBal. So Tanya Besibas HaBen, Tanya Besibas HaBen, Tanya Besibas HaBen, V'leisisiv nachlo levnei Yisrael, mimato el mato. That's the first leisisiv that's mentioned in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Besibas HaBen akosim edaber. The Torah is concerned about this woman now dying after she yarshin from her father, and now she'll have a son who's from another shevet because she married into another shevet, and that son is going to yash it. At the imer b'sibas haben, you hold the concern of sibas haben in el b'sibas haval. Maybe it's sibas haval. The main afkamina. Let's prove from here that it ishes yerish is ishdoi. Says the gemara shuoyim, and when it says v'nachum mata l'mata acher, when it says the second pasuk kari b'sibas haval omer, I already have a pasuk b'sibas haval. Amani mekayim v'leisis v'nachum l'bnei yisrael mata l'mata b'sibas haben hakasim adaver. Says the brayso one pasuk of leisis of b'sibas haben. The other pasuk of Leisisov is Sibis Habal. Tanya Idoch, a similar braisa. For Leisisov Nachlo Mimata Lemata Ach. That's the second Leisisov. Besibas Habal Akosim Medaber. At the Ime Besibas Habal. You tell me that pasuk is worried about the Hasovo to the Baal. Oh, you're in the Sibis Haben. Kshuoy, Mimis Aziz Nachlo Bnei Yisroel Mimata Lemata. The first pasuk. Hare Yasibis Haben Om. Hamani Mekayim. For Leisisov Nachlo Lemata Lemata Achar. Besibas Habal Hakosov Medaber. Either way, both prices say the same thing. That the first Loisisoiv is talking about Sibas HaBen. The second Loisisoiv is talking about Sibas HaBal. Says the Kuli Alma Mios, Lamata Lamata Achab Sibas HaBal Kosa Medaber. Everybody had the second Loisisoiv referring to the Baal, the first one talking about the Ben. My Mashma, how do you know that? Simen Omar. So if you look in the Mesiris HaShas, in some Gemaras, it says Yesh Oimrim that it was the name of an Amoira. Simon Omar Simon said in the name of Rabba Bar Rav Shelo Amakra the pasuk says Ish. The second Loisisiv says Ish. For Loisisiv Nachla Mimata Lamata Acher Ki Ish Benachalasa. Ish is the husband. So you see, what are you worried about? You're worried about this girl not marrying into another Shevet because of the husband. Frank the Gemara Travayu Ish Ksivbu. If you look at the first one, it says also Loisisiv Nachla Levnei Yisrael Mimata Almato Ki Ish. So that can't be the raya. Elo Amar Rav Nachman by Yischak Amakro Yidbeku. It says Yidbeku. Yidbeku is Vidovak Beishtoi. That's Ishus. Freak the Gemara Travayu Yidbeku Ksivbu. They both say Yidbeku. Elo Marav Amakro Yidbeku Matois. The two Matois are coming together. Vidovak Beishtoi. The Ishus from one Mata. The Ishus from another Mata. That's the raya. That it says only by the second pasuk Yidbeku Matois. The first pasuk says Yidbeku Bnei Yisrael. The second pasuk says Yidbeku Matois Bnei Yisrael. The word Matois, the two Shvatim, that's the one that's talking about a husband and a wife. Ravashiyam Amakro Mimata Lamata Achar Uben Lav Achar Hu. When a son yarshins, he's not coming as an Achar. Oh, so we'll talk about that another day. But for now, the ben is not the Achar. The husband is the Achar. Second pasuk says Achar. The first pasuk doesn't say Achar. That's how we know. That's how we know that the first pasuk is talking about Sibas HaBen. The second pasuk is talking about Sibas HaBa. So before we conclude, so we spoke out raid in the middle of the daf about lundis and understanding called Ish Yoyrish is Ishtai. Right? The Mishnah said, Yesh Noichlin B'leim Ankilin, but Ish is Ishtai. A man yarshins his wife, and we spoke out from Toisvis, Rajba, Shmuel, Reb Ruvein, from Gurwitz, this idea that the gather of how a husband yarshins his wife is not because of the relationship that they have, because from a Korva standpoint, being that they're not blood relatives, they really wouldn't be considered.
The list, no? That
what?
In the Maisidine. Is it one of the things in the list, Yerusha?
Could be. Want to bring it to us? Either way, so now I want to go back and talk a little bit about her Ish Es Imoy. So Ish Es Imoy was really the topic of Shabbos' daf. It was the topic of yesterday's daf. The halacha is that a man...
Supposed to be giving them.
That a man... a man...
That's right. Let's
So nobody knows how to take an eretz to matzav and just like deflate it like our own in-house. So the halach is that a man yarshins his mother, yarshins his father, yarshins says the gemara. You know what I mean? So the sugi began on the bottom of daf kuf yud bin beis. How do you know that a son yarshins his mother? Now the emes is at first glance, why would you think that a son shouldn't yarshin his mother? If a son yarshins his father, ishkiyamus ubeinein loy vavatim stachalos adabitoy. So what do you see from there? That when a man dies, who yarshins his son? Then his daughter. So why would you think that a mother would be different? So the Rashbam already bavarned the kasha. The Rashbam said, minani mili da ish yoyresh es imoy v'loy abas es imoy. And that's the way we learned the Gemara yesterday when we learned the daf. The shaila in the Gemara is not how do you know that a man yarshins his mother? Of course a man yarshins. Why shouldn't he? The shaila is how do you know that the son has kedima over the daughter? In fact, there's a shita from Zechariah ben Akatsuf who held that the son doesn't have kedima. Chabim argue, as though he's mashma from the Mishnah, that the stam Mishnah is that the boy comes first, ha ish yoyresh es imoy, as opposed to the Isha, the same Kedima, the same Mishpat HaBechaira that the son has over the daughter when the father dies, the son has over the daughter when the mother dies. So that was the Shaila in the Gemara. How do you know not that the son Yarshins? Why shouldn't he Yarshin? But how do you know that the son comes before the daughter? But Tosfos doesn't learn the Gemara that way. Tosfos learns the Gemara Kipshutai. Minad, immediately, how do you know that a son Yarshins his mother? And Tosfos is very bothered. I'm a Riva. He says, I don't understand. What was the Havimin of the Gemara? Why would I think that a son shouldn't yash his mother? And he blibes, Tzorich Ion. He says, I'll tell you a poshut pshat, why we needed a new makar, that a son should yash his mother. You can't learn it from the fact that he yash his father. Because one of the biggest soidis throughout Perik Yesh Neuchlin is that mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, u mishpachas ein ena kriya mishpacha. What does that mean? Even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you dan kurva, there's no maila to being a paternal relative versus being a maternal relative. For example, Hilchas Psula Yedas, a karev is Pasal Yedas, and Hilchas Arayas. It doesn't matter if it's a chosem in a av or if it's a chosem in a aim. In Hilchas Stoko, where there's an idea of aniyah and mishpachtecha koidim, it doesn't matter if it's from your father's side or from your mother's side. A karev is a karev is a karev. You never find this idea. When it comes to Dina Yerusha, there's a locha of mishpachas av kriya mishpacha. The way the lamdim say it over, the achreinim, the way they say it in yeshiva, is that the taich, the taich of kurva in Hilchas Nachas is not karev. Because in karev there really is no difference. There's a new agdara, mishpacha. Mishpacha, there's a halacha, mishpacha, sav, kriya, mishpacha, mishpacha, same man, kriya, mishpacha. See, you want to know, are we relatives? Of course we're relatives. I may be your cousin, but we're not mishpacha. It's mishpacha, part of the family. That's already a whole different love, this. So mishpachas, miyavada, in Hilchas Korvo, wherever the mechayiv is Korov, Avada Mishpacha's name is called Korov. In the Parsha of Arayas and Psuliyadis, etc., etc. But when it comes to Nachlis, it's not totally in Korov. It's totally in Mishpacha. That's the Chiddush. And Mishpacha's Av Kruya Mishpacha. Mishpacha's name ain't a Kruya Mishpacha. And that's the Hagdara. But Al Kaponim, it's a Frank Rabbi Chanan, it's Pasha. If Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Emeina Kriya Mishpacha, that's why I need a book. What's the kasha? Why should a son not Yarshin his mother? If a son Yarshin's his father, isn't it Poshin Yishu Yarshin? It's not Poshin at all. A son Yarshin's his father, Valez Mishpacha. The tata's Mishpacha. The mama's Mishpacha. Not the tata's Mishpacha. Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha. Mishpacha. Just like Achoysim in Av, he can Yarshin. Ochim Min Av, but not Ochim Min Av. So the same thing is Av and Anaim. Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha. As I think Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chanan blive Sarachi. But Lamaisa, Lamaskana, what comes out from the Sukkah? It comes out that just like a son Yarshin's his father, a son does Yarshin his mother. Albeit, we needed a new Pasik. V'chobas Yereshes Nachala Mimatis B'nei Yisrael. Stelzich aber de Shaila. You have to understand why. L'chur Rabbi Chanan's gerecht. Rabbi Chanan didn't understand why Tosfos didn't think that that's why we needed a new makar. Good, let's put Rabbi Chanan's kasha on Tosfos' aside. But the ha'ara of Rabbi Chanan is a great ha'ara. If mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, and mishpachas ain't a kriya mishpacha, then why is it that Yerush is Yerush's imay? I understand why he's Yerush's other. But why is it that he's Yerush's ish? Zogin the achroinim, and again I'm saying from Gurowitz, say the achroinim vaisichos, that the parsha of a ish yoreshes imoy is really different than the parsha of a ish yoreshes of it. And this is the second lomdus that we're speaking at in Perek Yesh Neuchlin. It's true. Ish yoreshes aviv, that's midin mishpach. It's family, karev koidim. That's the regular Hilchas Nachlis. But there's a new parsha. There's a new parsha of the Chobas Yereshes Nachla Mimantis Ben Yisrael. That the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kuf Yer Aleph Amad Aleph is the Makar, that a son Yarshins his mother. And it's a parsha Mechudeshes. It's Taka Parshas Mechudeshes. Because even though really he shouldn't Yarshin, because she's not Mishpacha, she's not Mishpachas of, Shteito Anaya Parsha, you're going to Yarshin. He takes it a step further. He says it could be. Where does it say V'chobas Yereshes Nachla? It's not in Parshas Pinchas. It's not in the Ikka Parsha of Nachlis. There's two parshas in the Torah that talk at length with Nachlis. Yesterday we had a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. The loch of Pishnayim is talked away, Parshas Kiseitze. But that's not a parsha. The Ikka Parshas of Nachlis is in Parshas Pinchas, by Midbar Chav Zayin, and it's in Parshas Maaseh, by Midbar Lamid Vav. By Midbar Lamid Chav Zayin, Parshas Pinchas doesn't say anything about a daughter Yarshin. You know where it says that a daughter Yarshins? It says it in Parshas Maaseh. Zokter Gurwitz, the word is gewaldig. The word is, it's tubas under a parshas. Parshas Pinchas is very clear. HaKorav Korav Koidim, you have to be Mishpacha. That's a parsha of Nachlis, where Yarshin mitzad Yukurva. Mitzad Yemishmacha. Bas has no shaykhis today. Bas is in a new parsha. That's a parsha, parsha's masay. It's a parsha mechudesh. It has nothing to do with that. But this is not even the punchline. The punchline is as follows. There's a Ramban ala Torah in parshas by Midbar that's so shver, you can't even read the words. The Ramban says like this. The pasuk says, V'im loy bas, unisatib is nachalosir la'ochiv. Freak the Ramban. I don't understand. We know that if somebody dies, in the Seder Anachlois is that the father of the child, Lo Aleinu, Yarshins the child. How come it's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah? It was the first Sugya in Yesh Neichla. Comes before the brothers, maybe the brothers come before the father. But his father Yarshins his son. It's Frek, the Ramban. Why did the Torah not mention it? Zog the Rashbam, and I quote, Vatam. The Ramban. Ki at b'mishpetei ha-Yerusha. When it comes to Yerusha, kol manchel, Neuchel. Anyone that's manchel is neuchel. Ki akur v'shava. It's the same relationship. V'kiva chomer akosash ben yerush es aviv. So if the Torah said that his son yarshins his father, gam av yerush es aben. So v'shteitzach that the father's going to yarshin the son. Because there's no difference. You know why the Torah didn't have to say that a father yarshins the son? Because the Torah said that the son yarshins the father. So if the son yarshins the father, of course the father's going to yarshin the son. Because kol an neuchel, manchel. It goes two ways. Merav Sinigri, first Mishnah. Yesh Noichlin u'manchilim. V'yesh Noichlin v'loy manchilim. Manchilim v'loy Noichlin. And then there's loy Noichlin v'loy manchilim. Zog the Ramban. If you learn just Chumash Rashi Ramban, you can take this literally. Anyone that's a manchil is a Noichl. Anyone that's a Noichl and that's a manchil, the Ramban was Tavid Var Mishnah. The first Mishnah, Berek Yesh Noichlin. There's Noichlin u'manchilim. There's Noichlin v'loy manchilim. Zog v'vram Gorowitz. Look in the Mishnah. Who are the Noichlin v'loy manchilim? V'ishas Imoy. For Ishas Ishtoy. Let's just talk about the first two. It's true that an Ish Yarshins his mother. But as we just said, it's Choluk B'Yisoy, the gather of how a son Yarshins his mother versus how he Yarshins his father. A son Yarshins his father because of the Kurva, like the Ramban says. They're craving. Mishpachas Av, Kriya Mishpacha. A son Yarshins his mother, not mitzad korva, because mishpacha seim ain't a kri mishpacha. Norvos, there's a new parsha. There's a parsha mechudeshes that a son is able to yarshin his mother. Hagam they're not kroivim. It doesn't matter because in hilchas nachas they're not considered kroivim. But there's a new halacha that a son yarshin his mother. When the Ramban said that kol manchol noichol, the Ramban said ki akorva shava. If the yisoid of what's causing the nachla is the kurva. So what difference does it make if I'm yarshining you, you're yarshining me? Hakurva shav, it's all the same. So if the Torah already said that the son yarshins the father, fashteitz achalein, that the father is going to be able to yarshin the son. But that's only true with the Yerusha nemsach mitzad kurva. That's true by mishpachas av, where it's kriya mishpach. But a ish asimoy, with the mechayiv of the Yerusha is not the kurva, because mishpachas aim ain't a kriya mishpach. Nor vasa do anaya parasha. There the logic of the Ramban doesn't exist. The Torah was mechadish that Basis Yerushas Hasimai doesn't necessarily mean that when the daughter dies that the mother's going to yarshin her. And then a chanami does like the Mishnah. That's the Noichlin v'lei manchilin manchilin v'nai Noichlin. Ishes Ishtai is the same. We spoke out before the Lomdis from the Rajma and Toisvis that Ishes Ishtai is vaita not mitzad the kurva. It's also not Mishpachasav. It's not this gather of we're Mishpacha. They're not broad relatives. No, there's a parasha that the husband has schusim and his wife. Doesn't necessarily mean that the wife has schusim and the husband. Ma kesher. If the Nachlis is driven by the kurva, then it has to be Shava. And does like the Ramban. That's the Yesh Noichel Manchilin. The Yesh Noichel Manchilin is all the Kroivin. Any parshas, any Hilchas Nachlis, was Nemtzach Mitzad Kurva, your Noichlin, your Manchilin, Kya Kurva Shava. The Torah was able to be Makatzer because once I know it one way, I know it the other way. Torah doesn't even have to say that a father Yarshin is. It's not necessary, it's partial. If the child Yarshin is the father, why should the father not Yarshin the child? It's all one is, aye, there's a Noichlin Vle Manchilin. That's because those Noichlin are parshas, Michudashis of Yerusha. It has nothing to do with the Kurva. But Ishes, Imoy, the Ishes, Ishtoy, either way, some beautiful on this. I'll end on this.